We're going to be talking about who's a Christian. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I found out that, you know, in my interacting with people, there are a lot of people who say that they are Christians, but are not. Hallelujah. There's a need for us to know who we are so that Jesus does not show up and we can't fly. It would have been a waste of time. The Bible says that if only in this life we have hope, then we're of all men most miserable. It's not enough to be called a Christian here, and God does not know who you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. It says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. So the first part of it, the A part says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. The first step about being a Christian is that we believe that Jesus is the Christ. That what Christ means, the Messiah. Glory be to God. The anointed one, the King of Israel. Let me go over there. Praise the Lord. It means the King of Israel. The soon and coming King. Hallelujah. The Savior of the world. Amen. So if somebody says that he believes that Jesus is the Messiah, it means that he's saying that he believes that he is the Son of God, that he is the Messiah, the King of Israel, praise God, glory be to God, and the Savior of the world. If anybody says that he believes that Jesus is a prophet and not the Son of God, that person is not a Christian. Hallelujah. If the person believes that Jesus was just a man and not God, that person is not a Christian. He doesn't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. We have to believe that he's the Messiah, that he died for us, that he rose again from the dead to be called a Christian. Otherwise, when Jesus shows up, we won't fly. And when we try to tell you about the Christian life, you can't live it if you're not born again, if you're not born of God. It will be religion to you. When people worship and pray, to you, it's a lot of work because you don't have the life. There's a life. There's a dog life. A dog has a dog life. Part of it is that it runs around a lot. A lion has a lion's life. It will roar. Whatever you do, it will do that. An eagle has an eagle's life. So it will always fly. Now you and I have, first part of it, human beings have the human life. No matter how we flap our hands, we can't fly. That's an eagle's life. In fact, you can get faster with it. All that will happen is that you wear yourself out. Now, an eagle will just two or three and it's gone. And it stays, you know, it glides, it goes right up and it glides around and all of that. You step out and try to glide. You crash land pretty quick without any special equipment. Praise the Lord Jesus. There is the God life. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one, hallelujah, the child, the King of Israel, is born of God. When you're born of God, it means that we have the nature of God. We have the divine life. You see, these things are important because these are the last days. And people are going to come up with a lot of stuff. They're already coming up with it. You have, you know, we now have an AI church. What makes a church church is not chairs gathering, you know, no, it's the gathering of the called out ones, the ecclesia, the gathering of the saints. It is done in the Spirit, is the Holy Ghost that makes a church. Without the Holy Ghost, there's nothing going on there. It'll be a religious gathering. Hallelujah. It will be just a religious gathering. Now, there's certain things that the children of God have. The Christian is a child of God. And it's not just a cliche. He's actually born of God. He's born again. He's been born again by the Spirit and the Word of God. By the Spirit of God through the agency of the Word. In John chapter 3, a certain ruler among the Jews, his name was Nicodemus, he came to Jesus. He said, verse 1 says, and there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. We say, Rabbi. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So no matter what we do to you, gather you together, put you somewhere, you know, beat you over the head with the word and all of that, if you're not born again, you can't see the value. You can't see the value because you can't see the kingdom. There is no man that can see the kingdom that will go contrary to the word of God. There's a reason why people do the things that they do. Now we're talking about a dog living a dog's life. We can't gather together as a church and decide that from tomorrow, a man can choose to be a woman or a man. If you say that, we know you're not born again. We know that you don't see the kingdom of God. You can't see the kingdom and say what you're saying, except you're a liar. We have to be able to see the kingdom, and that's not possible except you get born again. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except you're born of God's water, here is indicative of God's word. Except you're born of the word of God and of his Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom. You cannot. You're not in the kingdom. You can't associate into it. You can have various animals associate with one another. It does not change the nature of that animal because it's associating with another. You don't become a Christian because you're hanging out in church. Or your parents were Christians, so you were born a Christian, therefore you're a Christian. No, other religions can be like that. Christ or Christianity is not like that. You have to be born anew. You have to be born into the kingdom of God. You have to drink into the same spirit with God and receive the nature of God. Jesus is the door into the kingdom. He's the door into the sheepfold. If you come in through another way, you're a thief. Verse 6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, it uses a big S there, born of the Holy Ghost is spirit. We have to, when we get born again, we receive the nature of God. And that comes by us giving our lives to Christ, receiving the finished works of Calvary. giving God the legal right to come into our human spirit and recreate it. So I accept Jesus as Lord. I accept what he did for me. I believe that he died for me according to the scriptures. And that you raised him from the dead. If you don't believe he rose from the dead, you're not saved. Some people don't see the value of salvation. Let me put it to you this way. This world, living or dead, if you don't have Jesus in your life, it means that the blood of the redemption does not cleanse your sin. If you die, you will go to hell. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, hallelujah, and in verse 17, he says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now that we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, the believer, the Christian, is the righteousness of God. And he received it as a free gift. Because it's a work of substitution. Jesus went to the cross, suffered for sin, that his righteousness may be credited to our account. We're new creatures, not the old creature. We're new creatures now. If you're born again, you're the new creature or new creation that God has made. And the beginning of that new creation was or is the risen Christ, Jesus. When Jesus rose from the dead, he became the beginning of God's new creation. The Christ that died and the one that came out of the grave, though the same man, were two different beings. But this one is risen from the dead. Death has been swallowed up of life. He's alive eternally, unable to die again. Why? He had no sin of his own. And God, being a just God, cannot allow a good person die for a bad person. And so he raised him from the dead. And it was a win-win situation. Hallelujah. For all of us, it's a win-win situation. Praise God. So you have to be born again. If you're not born again, you're not a Christian. You don't have the nature of God in you. If God is talking, you will not know what he's talking about. You are of the flesh. And they that are in the flesh, hallelujah, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Because what they think about are earthly things, things in the sense realm. They want to be cool like the world. What the world calls cool is what they call cool, because they can't see spiritual cool. All they can see is natural human cool. So if they say marijuana is good for you, they take it. If they say, you know, gambling is the new thing, they will gamble. Hallelujah. He says, sowing wild oats. You know, you don't use that language now. I don't know what they use there. But sowing wild oats is the thing. You're the man. You want to, you know, they call it body count now, right? That's what they call it. The more, the cooler. You know, he's so stupid. He's just like, you know the gangs, Do you know the reason why gangs, when they want to initiate people, they have them commit a crime? Because the leader is a criminal and he doesn't want any innocent person around him. Because they saw you when you shot someone. So you're also a criminal. So it's a bunch of criminals. That's how the devil operates. He's a criminal, and he wants everybody to be a criminal. So he's always introducing things that are criminal in nature. He has been eternally damned. His place is in the lake of fire. So he comes and looks for a way to snare people so that people begin to do things that would aggravate God, make him angry so that he would destroy them. So he comes to a young girl and says, "You're a boy." And he looks at married people and says, "Marriage is not a good idea. Just have fun and everything will be cool." He's destroying things, distorting understanding, so that men will continue doing things that are against the will of God, who created men that men might be damned. God has made us. God is a good God. God is a good God and wants good things for people. There's no crying in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There's no strife in heaven. The Bible says, in the presence of God is fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. There's no evil thing there. Hallelujah. Now, God does not want people who do not want him to be in heaven. Otherwise, there's going to be rebellion. Just like the devil once created rebellion and was thrown out. Now he's telling some people who want to believe a lie that he is God, and he's not. That's what gave rise to Satanism and the false religions of the world. There was a time that we call it Baal or Baal, as they call it here, was considered paganism, and people were not interested in it. Intellectuals are not going to dig up things that didn't work and try to make them look like they're okay. And so some people say, two men can get married, it's good. Two women can get married, it's okay. As long as it's their choice, love is love. You people say that God is love, love is love. Except a man be born again, he can't see what is wrong with these things. He can't see it. So he will agree with it. Let him wear a kazakh and a very big hat. And when he's walking, they'll be throwing all this incense in front of him at the back, by the sides and all of that. He is not a Christian. He can't see the kingdom of God. You have to be able to see. It takes a special understanding to see what we're talking about. To see the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness. Let me say this to you. You know, a lot of people like to say that they're spiritually mature because it's, you know, when you get more spiritually mature. One of the signs that show that you're spiritually mature is the fact that you obey God. The degree to which you receive the word of God and do is the degree of your spiritual growth and maturity. Somebody who's still struggling with believing that something is wrong with two men getting married has not even started yet, because that is rudimentary Christianity. What I mean, rudimentary Christianity talks about repentance from dead works. Being a Christian is not just saying, "I'm a Christian," and that is. The Bible said they were first called Christians in Antioch because they were like Christ. And some people have made up their minds what Christ, who Jesus is, when he was in his earthly ministry, what he was like. He was a friend of sinners and tax collectors. He ate with them and all of that. Jesus, the friend of sinners. That's all they know. And he loved everybody unconditionally. He came to people. He came to that woman, by the well in Samaria. And he said to her, you know, you've had five husbands. And even the one that you have right now is not your husband. You see, Jesus never condemned or judged anybody. He didn't. He just came and, you know, that was all he did. He had a ministry. And he had to pay for the sins of mankind. You can't condemn who you're advocating for. That job of saying you need to repent was given to us. And he also preached it. He commanded us to preach that men ought to repent. Christianity without repentance is nothing. So we can, our spiritual maturity has to do with the degree to which we receive the word of God. What God says, we ought to know who God is. And you can't know him, you can't love him, except you be born again. Born of God's nature. Have the eternal life dwelling in your spirit. And it's so simple.